Now, Riverdance has distanced itself from the Irish dancing organisation at the centre of an alleged cheating scandal. The Irish Dancing So has said that it will not be sponsoring any more competitions held by La Comisión Laoghairí Gaeilge until it knows the outcome of its investigation. Last week, the Irish Independent revealed that evidence had been handed to the CLRG, which appeared to show at least a dozen Irish dancing teachers engaging in cheating. The organisation has said it has appointed a former Court of Appeal judge to investigate the claims. The CLRG was made aware of the claims in July, but only told its own members at the end of last month, and has also allowed some of the judges who were accused of cheating to continue overseeing the competitions. Now, competitions are still due to be held and continue by the organisation, as they have done for many years, and it's fair to say the world of Irish dancing is reeling from these allegations. With me on the line to talk about this latest development is the woman with the story in the Irish Independent, Ellen Coyne, who is news correspondent with the Irish Independent. Ellen, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Everyone knows Riverdance, very high profile, big sponsors, another blow to the CLRG in this unfolding saga.
Yep, that's right. And the Riverdance would have obviously had a relationship with the CLRG going back a while. And at the CLRG's World Championships, it wouldn't be unusual to see kind of big stars of Riverdance presenting awards. And obviously, being in Riverdance would be a huge dream for the children and the teenagers who would be competing in CLRG competitions. So Riverdance had, before this scandal broke, it had agreed to kind of support or sponsor a competition that's coming up in the UK in London later on this month. I think it's the Great British Championship, another CLRG competition. But when I contacted Riverdance to ask, you know, what the story was with their sponsorship and their arrangement, they said that they won't be taking out any more ads with CLRG. They won't be supporting any more of their competitions until they find out what the outcome of this investigation into alleged cheating is. So I suppose it really is just a marker of how deadly serious this is within the world of Irish dance, and how very, very damaging the allegations of cheating are to the CLRG, that probably one of its greatest relationships with probably the most famous Irish dancing show in the world has now been very publicly damaged, and Riverdance is obviously very keen to separate itself from the ongoing controversy.
Indeed, indeed. Now, the direct implications here for us here in Kerry in relation to some of the national All-Ireland Dancing Championships were held in the INEC in Killarney last February. The World Dancing Championships have been held here before. Are there questions now and about those championships? What were the results like? Were they fair results? Is that at the heart now of what's being investigated, firstly, by the organisation itself?
I suppose it is a fair question for the parent of any of the children who would have featured in those competitions. They're all asking questions now, because despite the fact that, you know, the allegations that are being investigated at the moment, they effectively came from one person's phone. You know, there were screenshots of conversations between about a dozen dance teachers and judges where they appeared to be arranging to fix competitions. But if you speak to anyone in the world of Irish dancing, they'll tell you that this was an open secret for a long time. There have long been fears that things weren't right, that there were erratic judging patterns, that there was judging decisions that couldn't really be explained, and people would just say, you know, that Irish dancing is very subjective. So people are saying, if this is the scale of alleged cheating that has come from one person's phone, can you imagine if you were able to access the phones of other people who are suspected to be involved? So in terms of like a legacy issue, this is huge, because the current investigation is about allegations of cheating between, I think, 2016 and 2019. But we've had dozens of former and current teachers, of parents of dancers and of current and former dancers coming forward to us, making claims that go back as far as 20 years. So this is really, really deadly serious. I mean, the CLRG at the moment seems to be focusing on the allegations that have come to it, that came to it in July. But I think a lot of people want this to be a reckoning for the world of Irish dancing, and they want it to look at the entire culture of the sport and what it was that appeared to allow, these allegations of cheating, this alleged scale of cheating to go on.
Yeah, this, for people who are in Irish dancing who know about it, they will understand and know this can take over your life. Fechana that go on all day, all weekends, hours and hours of training, the financial cost alone of outfits, the cost of training, running into tens of thousands of euro over the lifetime of a child, and perhaps maybe a career out of it, as we see with the Riverdance situation. And we've many world dancing champions here in Kerry as well who've gone into fame and glory, even on TV. It's huge commitment and huge effort. So I'd imagine there's a fair sense of, I suppose, betrayal being felt by people who went through the system over the last number of years, kind of wondering, should I have won? Could I have won? Is that the nub of the problem here that the CLRG will have to try and clean up?
100%. And I mean, I was only speaking to a dance mom in America last night, someone whose daughters were in the Irish dancing world for about 20 years. She estimated that she spent $20,000 a year trying to put her two daughters through Irish dancing, between the travelling, the costumes, the cost of the classes. And I mean, that wouldn't be unusual for anyone who's taking it seriously and might have more than one child in their family in it. And I mean, it wouldn't be unusual if your children are serious about Irish dancing. It would not be unusual for them spend more time every week with their Irish dancing teacher than they would with you as their parents.
Yeah, so it's all consuming. You have to spend hours honing your craft to get to the level to compete at this level.
Exactly. I mean, it's a ferociously competitive sport. And I think that we're all talking about the money. We're obviously talking about the allegations of cheating, the harm that this does to our international reputation, one of our biggest cultural exports. But I also think a very important point is the betrayal of the children. If you have that close relationship with a dance teacher, if you feel as a child that, you know, you're both working towards this goal, you have a huge level of trust with them. They're your dance teachers, but they're also your mentors. And imagine as a child you found out that person had engaged in cheating. The sense that, you know, did this person not believe you were good enough? Did they feel that they had to interfere? And imagine going back into your bedroom, looking at all those trophies, all those medals from FESHES, the Globes that you've won at the Worlds. Like, the devastation that this could cause for children really can't be underestimated either. This is, as far as we know, I think this is the biggest scandal to ever hit the global world of Irish dancing.
Okay, how quickly will they have to respond? How much pressure is on for them to either come back with the results of their investigation or maybe enter in that wider examination of where they go from here as an organisation?
Well, I know certainly from my experience, the CLRG have completely clammed up. They haven't answered any of my questions since last Wednesday. And tomorrow, the Oireachtas Committee on Culture, Arts and Culture will be holding a meeting where I know that Sinn Féin will be arguing that the CLRG should be brought before them to answer questions. There is huge frustration mounting in the world of Irish dance with Irish dancing teachers and adjudicators who've done nothing wrong, who are registered with the CLRG, who are really, really frustrated with the fact that they're not saying anything, they're not making anyone available for an interview. They're keeping crazy details secret. They said that they appointed a former Court of Appeal judge to lead the investigation. They won't even tell us who that judge is. I don't know why. And they won't tell us how long the investigation will take. They won't tell us the terms of reference. I mean, the CLRG really is, I get it that, you know, it's found itself in a very uncomfortable situation. It's at the centre of a global storm. It's probably never experienced anything this before, you know, in the history of the organisation. But I think that they really could be helping themselves by being a little bit more transparent and a little bit more open, because dancers, teachers and parents all have very fair questions to be asking right now.
Did indeed. Ellen, listen, thanks very much for telling us the latest update on that story this morning. That's Ellen Coyne there, who is news correspondent with the Irish Independent, with that story.